Welcome to the greatest men's club in the world. It's not a country club, it's a grilling club, where every weekend they're going to talk about taking an animal and throwing it on some scorching flames and turning it into the tastiest morsels of goodness on this earth. As a matter of fact, it's kind of caveman, but they don't drag women into their cave. No, they're going to teach you how to make that food so good you can lure them into your cave and keep her hair looking good. When you want to find the center of the barbecue universe, just look at a map of North America and look for that big grilling mitt. That's where they're at. It's the Grilling Guys.
It is the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Each and every week, we appreciate you tuning in. Barbecue Bob, August is behind us, brother. It's September stinking one. And we're in the middle of a Labor Day weekend, and we're going to talk a little bit about some things you can do on your grill to wrap up the summer and get ready for the fall. I'm Jop, and he is Barbecue Bob. What's cooking?
Hey, thanks, Jop, and thanks for taking a little time to tune us in and see if we can't help your grilling game and maybe a little bit of your food game, your beverage game, but basically hang out for the weekend, have some fun, and talk about good things to put on your grill and in your tummy. Yeah. It is the Labor Day weekend, and you shouldn't be doing any labor this weekend.
Right.
I will be, but it's kind of wrong to do labor on Labor Day weekend. You're supposed to be celebrating, I don't know what, the labor movement or something? I don't get it, but it's a good excuse for a weekend, if nothing else.
Right. Long weekend at that. And a lot of people had Friday off, so they turn it into the last four-day hoorah before the schools start and all that other good stuff.
That's
but.
Right.
Part of what we want to talk about today is maybe prepping a little bit. You're in the middle of the weekend now if you're listening to this, but this plays because you might have another couple days. Bob, this is going to sound goofy, but you know I love my Scottish eggs, right?
I've never heard that
that's
before.
That's the hard-boiled egg with breakfast sausage around it. Well, I got a twist on it, and you can make these ahead of time. I surf the internet. You get ads on your phone, whatever. There's these little cups that are silicone cups. They're called egglets. And what they are is you put a raw egg in those and put the raw egg in the little silicone thing in boiling water. You don't have to peel the eggs.
I thought you were going to say you throw it in the microwave.
No. They go into boiling water and they float in there. There's a little rack that holds six of them and they float. But here's the cool part is that because you're using a raw egg, I mixed in a little diced green pepper, a little bit of diced onion. And
so it's a hard-boiled scram.
I put in some cheese and poured that egg in that cup, and I boil them. They take a little longer. It was about 20 minutes, but when they came out, I've got eggs and peppers, onions and cheese, all in a hard-boiled egg. I wrap that in the breakfast sausage. I've elevated the Scotch egg to a whole new level, dude. It's amazing. I couldn't believe how cool it turned out with the cheese and the egg and the peppers and the onions right in there. It's a surprise. You know, you usually, when you eat those, you've got a
Dr. Frankenstein would be impressed.
Yeah.
Messing with embryos.
But just think about the potential for that and what you could mix into that. It's kind of like your bacon explosion where you can play with the interior of that thing as well.
That's the beauty of food anyway.
Yeah. Yep. But I was thinking to myself.
And good for you. You're taking chances, and that's what we encourage everybody to do is just explore and do things. You don't have to see it online to make it good. Matter of fact, half the stuff online isn't that good. It's just somebody found a cheap, easy way to do something, and they're trying to sell something. So, just be creative and do like Jop just did and just think outside the box.
It was kind of cool. I was pleased with the way they turned out.
I've seen ads for these things you can put an egg in and microwave it, or maybe it's on TV, and it's like, I'm not going to, first of all, microwaving an egg is totally wrong.
Right.
I think, you could get in trouble for that in certain places. And microwaving something in plastic, I don't know. I think someday they're going to find out that wasn't a good idea.
Right.
Just
yep.
Like Roundup wasn't a good idea. Oh, no, it's gone in 10 days.
Right.
I don't think so. Well, you are absolutely right. It is that smell is in the air. It was cool yesterday morning and this morning. And, man, I don't know. I'm kind of done with the heat. I'm a Norseman anyway.
Yep.
I don't do well in the heat. And this is my kind of weather. I can lay in the snow for hours, but, man, you make me work outside like I did this summer in that heat, and I don't survive like some people do.
No, I don't do well with it either. But the fall is here. It's inevitable, right? I mean, we're the 1st of September. We're going into, I know you're in my favorite season of the year for a couple reasons. One, the weather that you just talked about. Two, it's football season, which means for grilling guys, it's tailgates. And then, of course, our beloved hunting seasons that will carry us from the 1st of October through the end of the year.
All of them start right now.
Yeah.
It's not right.
Yep.
We need to move one.
Yeah.
Have to start the spring bear hunt. Hunt the skinny bear. I did not apply for a bear tag this year, but plenty of my friends did, and I've got buds that are getting their bear trips lined up, and I'm kind of thinking next year I'm going to try for that. There's like an overabundance of black bear in the UP, and I kind of like to do that. But I'm getting ready right now for bow season because I think whitetail hunting is the best of all.
Starts October 1st, so a month from now.
So got my bows out. Got my boys are coming up in a couple weeks. We're going up to Whipple Lake to do a tune-up. We're actually going to move the location of the campers to a different spot on the land.
Because, I didn't know they were portable.
Well, yeah, one's a 52 Trotwood.
You got
the original tires,
right?
And they're still good.
Really,
real rubber works.
Right.
And
saw one of those on the road the other day. I took a picture of it. I haven't sent it to you yet. I'm not lying. It said Trotwood right
on
the back.
Gosh,
I'm like,
I
that made me think
it.
Of you instantly.
That's so funny.
Yeah.
Well, they must have made them well. But the other one's my pop-up that I keep up there for a bunkhouse. And we're going to put them on a spot of the property that is in the corner by the lake and then open up the whole hunting ground so nobody's driving through the middle of it. Because when the old...
How many years did it take you to figure that out?
When Ted's dad put the trailer there. And he is passed now, so I think it's okay to change things up.
You've got to be careful of. You are right.
It's not my land.
Right.
It's their family.
Tradition.
That's right.
Right. Don't mess with it.
I just kind of manage it for them.
Right.
And so I delicately got this approved, and we're going up there, and we're going to be cutting some trees.
Yeah. Making a new path.
The best part.
Right. Yeah. So you can come in on the edge
and repositioning our stands. But I did, my point is, I went to Alan Bob's, and I picked up another bow. My son's was in there for a tune-up, and just checking out all the new stuff down there at Allen Bob Sports. It's just a fantastic, I guess, fusion of a Western tack shop and sports now since they merged with whatever
south
the name of that
south end
of
Millbrook Tack.
Millbrook, thank
you. And they're on the south end of Grand Rapids. For those of you that don't know where they're at. It's on 68th Street off of 131.
Yeah, right.
There's
on the freeway.
Exit right there. Yep. It's right on a freeway. You can't miss it.
And that's
it.
In Grand Rapids, Michigan, in case you're listening elsewhere.
Yeah, and at the end of the day, they've increased the size of the shop. They've tuned up their inventory, and it's just a great place to go and shop.
Yeah, and no matter where you live, that sporting goods shop that's your favorite place, this time of year, there's something about walking in there that's kind of like Christmas.
Right.
You know, it's
early.
Like, I can't wait. And you've got your budget. You always have to be careful of the budget, but you always blow through it.
Right.
Then you got to rob another fund.
Right. Yeah.
So,
to make it work. But they're having a big blowout sale right now if anybody wants to go down there for all their bow equipment that it's on. And we're going to be, helping them out with that. And this, you started it early.
And I tried the Cajun grill this week. I put some chicken on it. With a little lime EVO and some lemon pepper and sea salt and parsley, I grilled and smoked. I indirect, so I did like a reverse sear and got
explain
a little
people
smoke
what that
on
is,
it. So that's where I cooked it indirectly and then seared it last.
Okay.
And then I drizzled some grapefruit balsamic on it when I was done, and my girls went nuts. Maureen and Olivia just both. I mean, I have to do it again today when I get home.
Chicken breasts?
Just chicken breasts.
Yep.
Skinless.
Yeah.
Which are tricky.
Yes. You got to keep those hydrated or they're going to be little hockey pucks.
Pull them at about 163.
Yeah. Yep. And 165's done. They're going to finish cooking.
Yep.
But that's the number one complaint we hear from people with skinless boneless chicken breasts is they dry them out when they grill them. But anyway, coming up next, we've got a new sponsor on the show. It's a Better Made Snacks. And we have the CEO, Sal Cipriano. So stick with us. We'll be back. That's what I like about you. What I like about you. You really know how to dance. When you go up, down, jump around, think about true romance. Yeah. Hi.
Hi, this is Sal Cipriano, CEO of Better Made Snack Foods. Ever wonder why our Better Made potato chips taste so good? They're made with homegrown potatoes from West Michigan farms. So when you're driving to the beach, a festival, or a ballpark, and you pass by those farms, think of Better Made potato chips. Better yet, stop by your favorite grocer or convenience store and pick up a bag for the trip. For nearly 90 years, Better Made Snack Foods are better made.
Hey, you looking for a relaxed spot to come have a beer with a couple of buddies? Swing on over to Schmoe's. 2600 Patterson, that's just north of 28th Street, right by the ice rink. We've got 16 taps, free popcorn, free pool, and free Wi-Fi. There's even outlets underneath the bar if you need to charge your device. So come on over to Schmoe's, have a great beer. Bring the kids, we even have root beer. See you soon at Schmoe's, 2600 Patterson, Grand Rapids, Michigan.
We live it, we love it, Allen Bob Sports. Sportsmen serving sportsmen. It's more than a sport, it's a way of life. Your satisfaction's been our aim. Since 59, been at the top of our game. We stand behind our name. We live it, we love it, Allen Bob Sports. Sportsmen serving sportsmen.
Wouldn't it be sweet if life just came with an assist when you needed it? At State Farm, we live for a great assist, and that's why State Farm agent Sterling Massey is proud to be a part of the NBA, the National Bureau of Assists. Whether you're driving the lane or defending the house, when it comes to assisting you with your insurance and financial needs, Sterling and his staff make it look as easy as a behind-the-back dime dropper. Call Sterling Massey at 616-532-6071.
Welcome back. You listen to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, it's the weekend. Man, the first one in September. Summer has flown by, but hey, we're right in the middle of this long Labor Day weekend. We appreciate you tuning in and upping your game a little bit when it comes to the barbecue or the smoker. I'm Joplin. He's Barbecue Bob. What's cooking, baby?
Yeah, up your game is right. And with football season starting, you couldn't have picked a better term because there's a lot of people out upping their game or trying to up their game right now. We're going to help you up your game in case you go to the game. You'll be the guy shining at the tailgate. And one of the things you can do when you go to a tailgate is to make sure you bring just the right products.
That's right. And to that end, we have the president and CEO of Better Made Snacks, Sal Cipriano, on the live line. Hey, Sal, good morning.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Guys, we are wonderful, thank you. And sitting here munching on some of these wonderful chips, and we wanted everybody to know a little bit about your company. We appreciate you coming on and working with the Grilling Guys, and we want to get the word out on what people can expect from Better Made.
Well, let me tell you, my father was a legal immigrant. He came to this country from Sicily when he was 17 years old. Through the Ellis Island Statue of Liberty thing and didn't crawl through the border illegally and saw the opportunity here in America to be an owner and, a manufacturer and got into the chip business.
So then your family's been doing this almost 90 years.
Yeah, well, 90 if you want to be technical, but since we incorporated in 1930, it's only 88.
Oh, yeah, right, okay.
But they were making chips before that, before they incorporated.
So what types of snacks now are you producing? I mean, we all know of the traditional potato chip and how that looks, but what other products do you have?
Well, we make popcorn. We make cheese popcorn, barbecue cheese popcorn. Salty and sweet popcorn, the movie style, We do pretzels. Pretzels we don't make ourselves, but we have them made to our regulations.
That's interesting.
Pretzel operation is huge.
Well, and that's a totally different type of product to make, too. It's not shaving a potato.
No. And our pretzels are one of the best around.
Awesome.
So I'm curious, I love cooking, right? I love making things. And So I'd love to have a chance to meet your dad, and of course I can't, but to hear how that whole, I mean, how in the heck did that work when you've got 90 years ago, your tools were limited, how in the heck did they ever make potatoes? They must have had like a mandolin and done them all by hand.
Well, you know, the Saratoga chip, the African-American cook at Saratoga Inn in New York is the one that invented the chips, and he did it by accident because the customers were complaining that the chips, the sliced potatoes he was making, were too thick. So he went and he razor-shaped them to real paper thin and fried them up and served them to the customer, and they loved them. And so that's how potato chips started.
Wow. I've heard that story.
That's over 150 years ago. And so everybody kind of jumped on the bandwagon all over the country. And Detroit was really a hot spot. They had 22 companies here.
Hmm.
And we were the only surviving of the 22.
Wow.
And that's because my dad insisted on the quality, using the best potatoes, salt. We use Michigan salt. And our oil is cottonseed oil, which brings the flavor of the potato out. And we've never varied that recipe in almost 90 years.
So your potatoes, do they come from like the Edmore, Michigan area?
Well, they come all over Michigan. We use Michigan potatoes 10 months out of the year. They're trying to stretch it into 11 and 12 with these storage stuff, but
right.
Yeah, still there's a 2 month gap in there where you have to go to other areas of the country.
Right. That's pretty cool.
Michigan potatoes are the best, and they're from all over Michigan, the Coldwater area, up in the Thumb, all over.
My grandpa lived in the UP when he came over from Finland at the turn of the century, and one of the few things they could grow up there other than cattle was potatoes, because that's rocky, tough soil. But they did grow a lot of potatoes, so that's interesting. It helped out with the pasties, don't you know?
Sure.
I wasn't, I grew up in northern Michigan. I wasn't familiar with your brand as a kid. I don't know what we had. We shopped at a Spartan store.
A local southeast Michigan company. We're family-owned. We're still family-owned. We don't have a pop company behind us and all that other stuff.
Right.
So we're still family owned. That's been our goal. Our goal is not to be the biggest company in the world. We want to be known as the best.
Well, I became familiar with your brand because I met my better half at Ferris, and she's from Dearborn.
Okay.
And once we started dating and getting to know each other better, and sharing food and whatnot, it was just known that the only potato chip that was worth her palate was Better Made. So I had to, find a way to get Better Made up at Ferris. So every time I went to Detroit, I had to make sure I brought back a supply because in college, potato chips are kind of important.
Yeah, that's our problem. We were such a regional southeast Michigan company. A lot of the Michigan people, like in Grand Rapids and Dale Creek and everything, didn't know how good a product they had here in Michigan.
So that was back in the 70s, Bob. So you were one of the original potato bootleggers.
Probably. Well,
the flavors start coming in the 60s. It started with barbecue, and then it was sour cream and onion. And now there's a plethora of different flavors. We have five different barbecues. We have hot, regular, sweet. We have honey barbecue, and now we have our sweet southern barbecue that's unbelievable.
I want to try that.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, in particular, barbecue potato chips and the vinegar and sea salt are like, those are what make me crave another beer.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure. Potato chips are good, and that's why we make, smaller portions. You can buy a big bag and then sit there and eat the whole bag, but you don't buy a bottle of Seagram's and sit there and drink the whole bottle, So
Right.
That's why we make smaller portions for lunches and to keep everybody slim and trim.
Yeah. Well, I like buying the bigger quantities of everything and sharing. So we're going to make sure we share some of these Better Maids. Sam Cipriano, Better Made Snacks, Detroit, Michigan, new member of the Grillin' Guys family. We're just thrilled to have you on board. It's just a piece of heritage that we're going to cling to and embrace, and we so much appreciate your support.
Well, we're trying. We keep the quality up. It's been our secret of our success.
Well, next time I get to Detroit, I'll make sure and try and give you a call so I can visit you.
Sure. I want to give you one more tip.
Okay.
Our bags, our potato chips, only use one oil. And we use it on every chip we make, whether it's seasoned or not seasoned. And a lot of companies will list three or four different oils on the bag of, with their product on it. And so when they go on sale, they might slip in the cheaper oil.
Oh, really?
You didn't know that. Not everybody knows that. And so you think you're getting a deal from the companies, but actually they're making the same amount of profit because they slipped you the cheaper oil because they have it listed. So when we go on sale, you're getting the same quality product every time.
Well, Sam, we're out of time. We got a jet. We'll talk to you again in the near future We need to tailgate.
Thanks again.
Okay, Sam.
Sam Cipriano, Better Made Snacks. Coming up next, we're going to wrap your bacon.
I don't mind you hanging out. Hey, when's the last time you had a really great root beer float? Brings back memories, doesn't it? Well, over at Schmoe's, we make root beer and black cherry soda just to bring back those memories. We've got 6 packs to go if you don't have time to hang around for a pint or a float. But bring the kids, grab a free basket of popcorn, and make your own memories with that new generation. Schmoe's Brewery, Grand Rapids, Michigan, located on Patterson, just north of 28th Street.
Howdy, it's Barbecue Bob from the Grillin' Guys. We're working hard on Operation GI Barbecue, which is an effort to send a plane load of barbecue to our troops. Right now, go to GIBBQ.com, look at the Sapphire Ceramic Grill on auction. You can bid on this $2,000 ceramic grill package at RepoCast.com. That's SAFFIRE at RepoCast. So remember our troops at GIBBQ.com.
Have you missed episodes of The Grillin' Guys? Go to thegrillinguys.com and you can play episodes clear back to 2010. Subscribe to the podcast and you'll never miss another one again. That's thegrillinguys.com.
The Grillin' Guys are happy to introduce Fen Valley Vineyards. Fen Valley Vineyards is the oldest family-owned winery in Michigan, located in the middle of 45 acres of vineyards carpeting the rolling hills near Lake Michigan. Fen Valley has prided itself in the production of classic European-style wines for the past 22 years. Visit their tasting rooms at the Vineyard or in Saugatuck, Monday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. On Sunday, they're open from 1 to 5. Go to fenvalley.com.
With the Grillin' Guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes the T-bone faster. So when you see the Grillin' Guy rig, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up your grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows. You're gonna listen to the Grillin' Guys show.
Welcome back. You are listening to Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. Hey, happy Labor Day weekend. I hope you were able to get out and relax this weekend. You're right in the middle of it, and you've had a chance to create some grill envy wherever you are. I'm Jop. He's Barbecue Bob. We're talking about a lot of stuff today. What's up, man?
Yeah, I'm talking about maybe getting your Labor Day picnic or maybe you're camping. I'm supposed to be camping this weekend, but took a pass. Because I have a date with some siding on my house. And so my wife went with her friends without me. Imagine that.
Well, not hard for me to do.
Say no
I'll
more.
Just say that.
Say no more. So interesting talking to Sam. Better Made Snacks. Boy, I can tell you that my 70s and 80s trips to Detroit and Dearborn in particular to my in-laws, there was always a couple bags of those on the fridge. Sure. So it's kind of cool for sentimental reasons, if nothing else.
I powered back a couple bags this morning already.
I noticed that. Yeah.
And could really use a beverage.
Thankfully,
you
thought
right
of Brian
now.
And gave him a few chips before
we were out of them.
Before our producer passed out here from watching us. Yeah. So, you know, I keep seeing some of these things online and different social media platforms, and everybody's trying to outdo each other with this, grill that. And some of them sound stupid. Some of them look cool. This one looked kind of stupid at first, but then the more I thought about it and watched the video, it's like, I can actually taste that happening. And it's a bacon-wrapped carrot, which at first sounded like, sure, you can wrap it like you can wrap a hot dog or anything. But, you know, people are going crazy with wrapping bacon on everything.
Well, it's because it's good.
It is. I mean. And if you don't like carrots, this is a way to like them.
Right. Yeah.
But after watching the video,
it's
got to
be healthy
time,
still, right?
It's got to be. So I watched it, and then I thought, well, let's put a twist on it. Let's make it our own.
Sure.
And let's do that, and then let's make up a little maple syrup jalapeno glaze. So it's got a little snap to it, a little sweet and a little hot. And so go ahead and do that, and then brush it a little bit right when it's done, and put a little sweet hot on the end of it. And now you're encompassing everything other than, you know, maybe some hops.
So did you put this on the grill or the smoker?
The grill.
Okay.
You grill it.
See, I'm not a big fan of grilled bacon. Get lots of flare-ups, and it's really difficult for me.
You have to go real low heat.
Right. It's difficult for me to keep it from getting burned on one side, and when I get burned bacon, it gets black, and it's bitter, right? Where when I get my bacon-wrapped stuff, I like to do it in the smoker, but it takes a lot longer.
Right.
Right? But if I would smoke that at 250, you don't have you're using indirect heat. You could do that on your grill too.
Yeah.
Right?
And then the bacon cooks, but you could indirect it for a while and then snap it off at the end.
Right, with the glaze on there to make that a little tacky. Yeah.
Yeah. Real Absolutely. Low heat though, cuz bacon does reduce and flare up big time. Anyway, so a little different thing there. But here's one that is I've been playing with all summer in different variations, and I'm also watching everybody else's videos and seeing how they're doing it. But I'm a big fan of cooking the corn in the husk without touching it. You know why? You don't have to touch it.
Right.
So
now, are you soaking that in water first or no?
No. No.
Okay. Right out of the
You're throwing
field.
It right on the grill with the husks, grilling it. Actually, the best way to do it is indirect for 20 minutes. And then rolling it. Let me back up. I'm confusing recipes here. This way, you indirect it for about 20 or 25 minutes. Then I take it off the board, and I chop off the cob end or the root end.
Yep.
Yeah. And I go to where the silk is and the pointed end and kind of squeeze it, and you push the corn right out of the husks, and the silk is gone.
Stays with husks.
Yeah, it's kind of disintegrates. I don't know what happens, so if it turns into corn oil or what the deal is with that, but you got to cook it one way or another for about 15 to 25 minutes, depending on the size of it and how well you want it done. So then you've got it hot and steamy, and it's coming out of the husk, and you just brush a little, this combination, I've got garlic and Parmesan cheese in a melted butter.
Okay.
And you brush that on there, and then you throw it across the grill and roll it a little bit and get some grill marks on it. It is, Jop, I'm telling you, it is remarkable what you can do with fresh sweet corn.
I got a charity cook that I'm doing on the 15th of September. It's a Thursday night, and they've asked me to do corn. And
there
I was going to talk to you about it. But when you and this is where I'm going with it for you on your Labor Day deals. Sometimes a whole ear of corn, you know, you're buzzing back and forth with your mouth, and it's just too much, and it gets over you.
By all means, after you get done grilling them, chop them up.
Right, and that's where I was going, is take your average ear of corn and maybe in three pieces, and then you can pick it up and you can eat it in one little mouthful.
Do that after you grill it, though.
Right,
because now you're handling bigger pieces.
Right.
How many people do you have to cook for?
80 to 100.
Make it easy on yourself then. Use your big white igloo. Put all your corn in there. Fill it with hot water before you leave for the gig. And then grill it on location.
And the hot water will...
Put boiling water in it before you leave.
Because it'll partially cook on the way there.
Oh, it'll cook the heck out of it.
Right. And then, so there's a tip right there. Is you got a group of people coming over for
cooler
the Labor
corn.
Day. You
mm-hmm.
make cooler corn, right?
I mean, but then throw it on the grill at the last minute.
Right. So let's explore that a little bit. So your indirect heat, you cut the root end off and you squeezed it and it came out.
You need silicone mitts.
Yeah. Yeah. But it'll do that same thing if we make cooler corn
out
of it, right?
Actually better because you have some water there helping you lubricate it. But that silk, remarkably, kind of lubes up the cob. Sounds weird. But
it doesn't.
Don't touch it.
Yeah.
And,
too easy
it
sometimes.
Shoots right out of there.
Yeah. And but anyway, so there's your tip, though, is the cooler corn. The cooler corn that you can make. So anyway, thanks, because I'll be doing that. And then when you season it, I'm rolling it on the grill with the seasoning on it, and I'm going to get some black char marks on it. Not enough to cook it, but just enough to make it pretty.
That's right.
Right? So,
yeah. Well, you're going to give it actually a little flavor difference too. You're going to affect the profile.
Because what I want to do is I want to serve it in a big pan, have people walk by and grab a piece or two of it,
mm-hmm.
and put it on their plate and go. And you don't need the little picker things that go in the end, because it can go between your thumb and your index finger.
Now, if you want to put another twist on it, you can melt some butter and throw some buffalo sauce in it, and combine the buffalo sauce and butter and baste that over it, and then sprinkle the whole pan with blue cheese. And then you've got buffalo corn, and that's phenomenal. If you like buffalo wings and that whole hot buffalo profile,
right?
The blue cheese on that buffalo sauce
just
with the corn.
On top of
oh,
it.
My gosh. Presentation off the chain.
Yeah.
And it tastes really good. If you like buffalo sauce.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or buffalo girls.
That's your gig.
Yep.
Absolutely. So... we've made it three quarters of the way through a show where we're planning for Labor Day, and we haven't talked about anything in a bunch of them.
Sorry about that.
There's got to be something out there for this weekend that you're doing in a Dutch oven.
It was the Buffalo Gal, wasn't it?
Right. Yeah.
I know. Threw you off.
So cornbread is a cool thing to do in a Dutch oven, and we're simple recipe.
Did you see how I threw that in there?
I did. That's why I was bringing it up.
I had to.
That's why I was bringing it up. Now you don't want to talk about it. I'm going to make you talk about it.
Okay. So, you know, if you're camping especially, everybody brings a big cast iron skillet, right?
Yep.
Or a Dutch oven if you have one. Some people haven't been to Lodge's website and bought one.
Right.
Or wherever you can buy them.
Right.
So this is really simple. And it's cornbread, so you just get your Jiffy Mix, right?
Yep.
It's awesome. Jiffy Mix, you get two of those boxes of Jiffy Mix based on the size pan you have, maybe three. You get a can of cream-style corn, maybe two. You get some maple syrup and some diced jalapeno. And
you're into the sweet hot thing
you
this
mix,
week. Yeah.
Well, it's wonderful. I like sweet hot. You should see my wife. So you mix up the cornbread. Yeah, make sure you grease that pan. Now, if you have some bacon grease... better yet.
Yeah.
Okay. Pour in your cornbread mix and actually mix in the cream style corn with it and the jalapeno and the maple syrup. Pour that mix into your Dutch oven or pan. Cook it, put it over, cover it, put it over the fire. Fantastic.
Yeah.
It'll cook up in about 15 minutes.
Wow.
It'll blow your mind.
Sounds cool. Coming up next, we got Hobo's Pizzas and Pies. They all go together. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Have you ever wanted a great craft beer, but alcohol just isn't in the program that day? Well, the beer engineers at Schmoe's Brewing Company have engineered a beer just for you. A pale ale with less than 0.5% of alcohol. Ask for Schmoe's 120 where you dine or drink. It's the non-alcoholic answer with a craft beer taste. Schmoe's Brewing Company, Grand Rapids, Michigan, Beer City, USA.
This is Job from the Grilling Guys, and I want to talk to you about Garrett's Appliances, which is your one-stop shop for all your barbecue supplies, tools, grills, and smokers in West Michigan. Garrett's has grills for your outdoor kitchen, In fact, we at Home Life Outdoor Kitchens use them exclusively as our supplier for the very best equipment available. That's GarrettsAppliances.com, GarrettsAppliances.com.
This is Barbecue Bob, and I want to tell you about the biggest beer store in West Michigan. Siciliano's Market at 2840 Lake Michigan Drive has the most craft beers I have ever seen in one location. Siciliano's is a family business that works hard to bring you the best beers in the world to the West Michigan market. Visit Siciliano's and check out the huge selection of home brewing supplies as well. That's Siciliano's Market at SicilianoMKT.com.
Hi, this is Tim Sobey. Sobey Meats is an 11-year-old business on Remembrance Drive in Walker. We have high-quality custom meats as well as seafood, produce, beer, and wine. Sobey Meats is proud to supply the barbecue enthusiasts with over 50 sauces, Kansas City and Memphis rubs, as well as barbecue supplies. Our meat counter is 60 feet long with 70 different homemade sausages. Check us out at SobeyMeats.com. That's SobeyMeats.com.
Hey, welcome back. It's the Labor Day weekend version of the Grilling Guys. September 1 already, Bob. Can't believe the summer has flown by, but it has. And so press on to our favorite season. That would be tailgating, hunting, and a little bit crisper weather every morning.
And some camping. It's still good. It's actually some of the best camping weather because you're not baking in a tent at 95 degrees with swatting mosquitoes. Now the mosquitoes are only out in the day, and maybe they come around the fire at night a little bit.
Right.
But you're right. Welcome back. Thank you for joining us. We appreciate you hanging out for an hour. Don't forget to check out our website. It's thegrillingguys.com, and there's just all sorts of resources there. You can check us out on various social platforms. It's The Grilling Guys. My Twitter handle's Grilling Guy, but I never tweet, so don't worry about it.
Right. Exactly. So you're sitting around the fire, you've got maybe an extra day or two this weekend, and you're like, what can we do that'd be kind of cool to, you know, make a little bit of food, a snack, while we're all sitting here? And we're back to these things that are that I think are one of the most wonderful inventions that ever happened, and it's so damn simple. And when I grew up, they were called Tonka toasters, but they're the little clam thing, which has got like a two-foot handle on it and a wood on the end. And you put all kinds of stuff inside this, clamp it together between two pieces of bread, and you cook it on the fire, man.
Yeah, and I don't know why they're called Tonka. We always called them hobo pies.
Right.
But I think most people call them Tonka, and it must be Tonka made them.
Don't know.
I don't know. Yeah. Or Mattel.
Came with a little dump truck you can play with in the sand, right?
Yeah. Hey, go play in the fire. Dump your hot coal, son.
Right, yeah.
So they're wonderful. When my best girl and I went on our anniversary trip to the UP a few weeks ago, we camped a couple nights. And we wanted to keep our packing really light and simple and our meal preps real simple. And because we just took my Jeep, and there's not a lot of room for, you know, it's not like the suburban days.
Right, yeah.
So she said, hey, we'll bring our pie makers, our hobo pies, our Tonka machines. And we brought two of those, and here's the beauty of it. You don't have to always use bread. One night we did burritos, or basically put tortillas in them. The key is to bring some Pam with you and spray them with Pam, because the tortilla shells, you can't really butter like a piece of bread.
Right.
But if you're using bread, you butter them. Now, when I was in the Boy Scouts, were you in the Boy Scouts?
Oh, yeah.
Did you do the Klondike Derby and all that stuff?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Didn't you have those Tonka?
Yeah, absolutely.
And so what we would do is we would butter the bread with, like, ridiculous amounts of butter.
Right.
Because that makes it better. And then we'd put apple pie filling in them.
There you go.
And clamp them shut, trim off the crust, throw it in the fire, and we could not wait for the thing to be done.
Right. But, and then it was like molten apple pie filling on the inside. You had to be careful when you took that first bite.
But you ate it.
Right, yeah. Burned my mouth.
Burned the heck out of it.
Yeah.
Couldn't wait. So
so since you've gotten older, you kind of maybe have upped your game a little bit on what you put inside
does
of
that.
There.
Yeah, right? my best girl does that. And she does pizzas with them, a little bit of pizza sauce. And cheap white bread's all you need. Right. But you do have to butter it.
Yeah, to that get it to key. Release. And you want it to be like a grilled cheese sandwich.
It makes it like a pizza crust. Yeah. Or like a pie crust.
Yep.
But pizza sauce, little mozz, and some pepperoni and green pepper.
Right.
They're fantastic. Go easy on the sauce because this thing's going to lock all that moisture in. So you got to be kind of careful on
another that. One that works is pita bread. Gives just a little bit different profile.
Oh, that would be wonderful.
Right? It's just a little more dense and gives you a little bit different profile.
Or flour tortilla.
Right. Yeah. All of those things.
But we use corn tortillas, but flour would work just as well. Now, sometimes when we go camping or go to a campsite, we'll pre-cook some of the food with us. Like, so if you want some ground meat, it's much easier just to cook it up at home and put it in containers in the cooler.
Yeah.
It saves you packing some of that stuff in.
Well, especially in this hobo pie recipe, is you don't want to put raw product inside of the
bread. You don't know if
bread.
It's cooked. Yeah.
You're not going to know if it's going to get cooked. Yeah. So if you put the cooked ground up burger or crumbled up burger rather in there, start getting creative. I mean, right. you know what you like.
So that's why I'm saying you put a little ground beef in there and some shredded cheddar, close it up, and you've got a wonderful cheeseburger. I mean, you could throw whatever you wanted in there, but again, watch the liquids because you don't want the thing squirting all over
stuff,
you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd stay away from lettuce and tomatoes and stuff like that. They don't go well inside that sealed container that's kind of steaming itself.
No, you don't want need too much water in there.
Right.
But another really good one is ham and cheese. Anyway, those are just Tonka pie makers are a great way to do something over the campfire.
Right. Another thing that's fun to take to these longer weekends that you can make ahead are the jalapeno poppers. And I found that you can do them where you cut the end off and it creates a little vessel, or you can cut them lengthways in half and you create the little boat. And to me, I like the little boat a little better because I feel like I can get more stuff in there. I can mix it all up in a bowl and then just lay it on that little boat. If I still want to wrap them with bacon, I can wrap them. There again, when you put your recipes together, whatever it is, I had one at a restaurant. I think I mentioned it 5 or 6 weeks ago, but it's worth it again because it was really different. Is they had peanut butter and leftover brisket at a barbecue place.
It's at that barbecue place by your work.
Right, yeah. And they used that and wrapped that in bacon and put it in there. Just the peanut butter was just a very interesting flavor profile, and it kind of cut the heat.
I have to try one of those.
Yeah, and it was
not
good.
Far from here, right?
Right. No, it might be after the show today.
We'll go I think it's going to happen.
Yeah, you're batching it. Why not? Right. But
yeah.
Anyway.
Gosh, some other things, like a good thing to bring to a weekend camp is a battery powered rotisserie. They have these really cool rotisseries you can buy online or maybe in your favorite camp supply store, but it's a couple giant forks that go in the ground and then a nice big spit with a battery-powered rotisserie motor on it. And you can get, you know, a couple birds, like if you bring up some frozen pheasant, whatever you bring camping, generally we try and bring it frozen. So if it's not frozen, we freeze it before we bring it because depending on how long you're staying, it helps. It's part of your ice. It helps keep your other food cold.
Same thing with bottled water.
Yeah.
If you want to bring a bunch of bottled water to camp with you, take a dozen of them and freeze them and throw them in the bottom of your cooler.
Yeah, don't do that with your beer, though.
Right. No, because you don't need to freeze beer. It's not going to be around that long.
Well, anyway, so having one of those pits is pretty nice. There's we'll have to do a show on fall camp equipment because I just keep seeing more and more cool equipment on the market. And I don't know. I get really excited when you talk about building a fire and throwing food on it. I think bringing the right beer up might be a big consideration, too.
You know, there is any more with all the craft beer that's on the market. I find myself planning on what kind of a day do I want to have? Because if I get into some of the bigger craft beers, two and done, baby.
Well, take a nap.
Yeah,
take a nap,
right.
Start over.
But if I want to,
I've never seen you two and done. I think that's a bold-faced lie.
No, it ain't. but you know what? I'm a man, and it's time for some man law.
Now you're a man! A man, man, man. Now you're a man! A manny, manny, man. A man, man, man. You are now a man. You're a man. Now you're a man.
A true man will always give his buddies a way out of stuff they don't want to deal with. Such emergencies include her cousin's wedding, her cat's funeral, her dad's prostate exam, dinner with her parents, her pap smears, the opera and marathon viewings of The Hills.
And might I add the garage sale trip?
I've never been asked to do that.
Take the garage sale trip.
No.
That is the ultimate sacrifice. If you're a man that'll go garage sailing with your wife or significant
turn
other,
turn your card in.
Oh my goodness, I can't do it.
You've been asked before.
Oh, definitely.
Really?
And got that pissy look. Like, you're not going with me?
Well, I'm lucky.
And I'm like, no, I'm not going
to
go.
I'm lucky. My wife doesn't go to those and will not put one on.
Right. Well, then we're dealing with both right now. So
you go to yard sales so you can sell it in your yard, right?
Well, yeah.
Salvation Army's for.
Yeah, we've got some scenarios going on at home that we've got to unload a bunch of stuff with. We had a little mishap. But anyway, yeah, that's a great man law because, sometimes you just got to let her go do it by herself.
So in the next segment, I want to talk a little bit about a really easy dessert to do on a campfire.
All right. Coming up next, we're going to talk a little bit about pounding your cake. Stick with us.
One man come in the name of love.
Hi, it's Shasta from Old World Olive Press. We are a Michigan-based company with stores in Rockford, Grand Rapids, Plymouth, and Birmingham. Visit our tasting rooms to sample over 50 varieties of award-winning olive oils and balsamic vinegars, carefully sourced from small-batch artisans in both hemispheres. We have cooking demonstrations and private parties to help you experience the treasures we've discovered. Step into our kitchen, downtown Rockford, in our newest location on Monroe Center, Old World Olive Press. Let us help you bring the magic into your home. Go to Old World Olive Press.
If your windows stick, slip, squeak, or leak, then it's time to replace them with Anderson Windows from Standale Lumber's Home Center in Standale. Standard and custom sizes along with low-E glass, low-maintenance exteriors, and rich wood interior can turn simple window replacement into serious home improvement. You'll feel increased security, your home will be much quieter and more comfortable, but the increased curb appeal will make you proud of your home and its new facelift from your Anderson Windows and Standale Lumber's Home Center. 4100 Lake Michigan Drive, Standale, or find us on the web at standalelumber.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, we're going to bring this train to the station. Appreciate you listening in on your holiday weekend. Barbecue Bob, you don't go anywhere without some cast iron. That's just how you roll. And you've got a little dessert recipe here you want to cover.
That's right. With this dessert, I would suggest maybe a nice, crisp white wine from Fen Valley. I did go to Fen Valley last week. I forgot to tell you. If you get a chance and you want some wine,
yeah.
You get a chance and you want to taste some wine, head to Fen Valley Winery in Fenville, Michigan. They have a tasting room also in Douglas, I believe, or Saugatuck. And fantastic experience. I think the oldest winery in Michigan, very large, huge brand, and I can't say enough good things about
it. And it'd go really well with this dessert.
It would. And we've been drinking a lot of wine lately for some reason. It's just a nice thing to have. Maybe because we drink a lot of wine. This one's pound cake and berry skillet dessert.
Mm.
It's real simple, and it's one of those things that you can pack up if you ever look in the frozen food section. You'll see Sarah Lee, I think, makes this frozen pound cake.
Okay,
it's really good. So again, something you can throw in your cooler frozen, and the berries you'll want fresh. And I like those big blackberries,
mm-hmm.
or boysenberry, raspberry, blueberry. And maybe strawberry, maybe not. But you can also substitute with a little kiwi, a little apple, something like that.
And these are all fall flavors?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. anymore, you can get everything any time of the year. Just don't throw any rutabaga in there. Right. So you combine the berries and sugar in a bowl, and you let them sit in the juices till they start to release, 10 to 15 minutes. You put a grate over your hot coals, and you put your cast iron skillet or Dutch oven or whatever kind of a pan you've got with you on, let that butter start to melt. You cut up that pound cake into 1-inch cubes, all right? You add those to the skillet, and you sort of kind of crisp them a little bit in the butter, make them even more buttery.
Mm.
So you're frying pound cake.
Yeah.
And then you do that for a little bit. You throw in the berries, and you warm them up, and just cover it up, and you're done.
How simple.
You actually don't cover it up. I threw that in just by mistake. It's, you don't want to cover them up because I think you'll make that pound cake mushy. You let them steam off.
Okay.
You serve them hot. And you can drizzle a little chocolate over them if you like, but they're already going to be really sweet and wonderful. That'd be a great time to have a can of real whipped cream.
Right. Put a little dollop of whipped cream on top of that.
That sounds so good right now.
Making your mouth water, isn't it?
I know it.
Well, that's an easy one to do because what you're doing is there isn't a lot of prep time in that, right?
No,
it's so
simple.
Throwing the berries with some sugar in a bowl.
And you do all these proteins and all this other stuff over the fire. Why not have a dessert? Make the kids, make your better half happy.
Yeah, that would be good. So anyway, you got to get down to Al and Bob's. They're having a huge bow hunter sale. They're on 68th Street and 131 on the south side of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Super easy to find in the Millbrook Tack building.
Easy
but,
for you to say.
Anyway, got to head down there. Get out and practice your bow, man, because season is just around the corner. You've been listening to Grilling Guys. We appreciate you tuning in each and every week. Be safe out there, and we'll talk with you next week.
See.
And we were rocking into the night, ooh.